You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go right to the hotline from the NFL Network, from John Boy Media. Mr. Chris Rose joins us. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, Christopher.
Gentlemen.
Are you well?
Sure.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. You know, baseball team has shockingly hung around. Football team gave us an interesting first week.
They did. How do you shut down Joe Burrow and the Bengals' offense and not win that game?
Well, we should have held them to 6 yards in the second half.
That's true, because they would have had a safety and they would have won by a point. You are correct, Chris Rose.
Yep. That would have done it.
He's right.
Yep.
Little unknown fact.
Spent a lot of time thinking about that. It's a real bummer. It's a real bummer because it looks rough the next several weeks. I think you could go two ways as a fan. You could MF the TV. Okay, why haven't we cut our kicker? You know, our guys have got to come up with those footballs. Why in the world do our two interceptions have exactly the same result, where ball hits receiver's hands, pops into the air, and gets picked off? Like, couldn't it have gone the other direction? Like, we could sit here and do all that, and I wouldn't blame you for it. Or you could say, you know, we had some good things happen. I loved what our rookie class did for the most part. I thought that was really encouraging. But that's, you know, at the end of the day, we're not getting participation trophies, so it's hard to look at it that way.
Chris Rose, you're bringing another kicker this week or no?
Kevin said no.
Would you?
Right. I would have. But at the same time, guys, I have to tell you this. I watch every NFL game. I tell you this all the time. It is my job. There are not 32 of those people walking the planet. There aren't. There just aren't.
Isn't that weird, by the way? That's weird.
It is weird because, on one hand, we've never seen as much kicking talent in league history, but because we've never had as many close games as we've had. True. They've never been more important, and we still can't figure it out. And some people say, well, hold on, you know, the Ravens just went from Justin Tucker to this kid who nails a 50-yarder in his first attempt. Yes, he also missed a critical extra point that kind of got swept under the rug Sunday night, because instead of being up, I don't know, whatever it was, 15, would have been up 16. They lose by one. You know, just, it all adds up, guys.
Mm. What'd you think of Mr. Flacco?
I thought he was good. Yeah, I thought he played well. Here's what I would say. Where we are right now as a franchise, we have to be exceptional in certain areas because we're really deficient in others. And one of them is play calling in the red zone. And I didn't think that last drive where we settled for a missed field goal was great on Kevin's part. And Joe cannot take a sack there because that pushed us back 6 yards. He makes a 30-yard field goal. He missed from 36. So it's little things, but when you have such a thin margin of error, those are all big things. Kevin can't put him in a position. Joe can't take a sack. You know, it's all tough.
Chris Rose joining us, NFL Network. He and Maurice Jones-Drew do the best show you're going to see every Sunday night. You definitely need to go watch it, and it's other times during the day as well, NFL Game Day Final. You guys do a great job on that, Chris. I watch it every week.
Thank you.
Can the Browns go to Baltimore and do to the Ravens defense anything that resembles what they did to the Bengal defense?
Wait, are you saying can we do to the Ravens defense what the Bills did to them?
No, what the Browns did to the Bengals. In other words, can you cut their total offense in half? Can you slow down Derrick Henry? Can you slow down Lamar Jackson enough to win a football game?
No. No, we're going to have to score points.
Okay.
And can we hold them to 24 or 28? Sure, it's possible. You're going to have to, you know, or 27, we're going to have to hold them to some field goals. The problem is they've got the two best runners in the league. You know, Derrick Henry
and
is
Lamar
the best
Jackson.
Runner of the football in the league. Yeah. I think he's better than Saquon Barkley in terms of running the football. And Lamar Jackson, he is the second best runner of the football. So you got that. They're going to be really pissed off. I get all that. We have played well there at times. You know, we forced Lamar into four turnovers in a game and end up losing on that Sunday night game several years ago. But, you know, let's see how good we are. Do I expect us to win? No. Would I feel good if we – I mean, once again, like, you don't want to feel good about losses, but I think we have to be honest with where we are as a franchise right now. And we've got the most, we're tied for the most rookies in the NFL, whether those are drafted guys or undrafted guys. And so there are going to be growing pains with that.
Chris, just because everyone else has kind of hopped in on this conversation a little bit, I'm just curious your thoughts as a native Clevelander. The thought of the Ravens celebrating their 30th anniversary against the Browns week one, just your thoughts.
I think it's, if I could say what I really wanted to say, I would say it. I can't.
Gotcha.
It means a lot more to us as fans than it does to players. I know Kevin said in his press conference, you know, we know the history of the team. Well, I do have to be honest with you. Most players, when they come to a team, do not know the history, and that's not to belittle them.
Sure.
How is Aiden Huntington supposed to know about the history of the Cleveland Browns? He's a 22-year-old kid who probably doesn't know much about the city when he gets here. So to say that he knows the importance and what this means to us when the Ravens picked of all days to celebrate their 30th anniversary for shoplifting a team.
Like, keep going, brother. Keep going.
Yeah, I can't sit here and say I blame the players. Now, they might say that they want this for the fans, and I do believe they do, but they want it for themselves. They want for the hard work that they put in, and they deserve to have that. It would be great if we went in there and kicked their ass and walked out of there and said, hope you enjoyed your 30th anniversary special. Like, but, you know, the league likes this sort of stuff. For us as Browns fans to sit here and say, well, how could they let them do it? Well, folks, I mean, they let them steal a team. So this is nothing. They like when there are storylines. They like that sort of edge to it. So don't expect the NFL to step in and be like, hey, you know what? It's a little on the insensitive side. That just doesn't happen.
That sums it up well. A little on the insensitive side. I like that. You mentioned the Guardians. 2.5 games back. They're not dead till they're completely dead. I've really been impressed with the way they've pitched down the stretch. I give the rotation a lot of credit. What's touched you most about it?
Yeah, that it's some guys that you don't expect to. I mean, here's the great thing about being in the Guardians organization. First of all, they treat their people really well. I mean, when I talk to players that have played for Cleveland, they talk about how much they like it. And I know that doesn't always translate over to fans, but it is a big thing. So they feel appreciated and welcomed. And when you're young, you're going to get a shot. God, have we seen it in the outfield? For God's sakes, they got to run with these guys who have no business getting critical at bats, but they do. And I think the same thing can be said for Slade Ciccone, who was never seen as a starter in Arizona, and Joey Cantillo, who was the last of the six players from the Clevinger trade to finally crack the big leagues. And, you know, he did an amazing job last night. Amazing. And I was so happy that Vogt gave him a chance to start the ninth. I had no problem with him pulling him once the tying run came up to the plate. But that was great. And I will give them a ton of credit for hanging around here. I told you last week or 2 weeks ago that they were dead. That
yes,
they had zero shot.
Yep.
And I don't mind owning that because it's way better caring about a 340 game, my time today, to watch than not caring. So I think it's awesome. I think Vogt deserves a lot of credit. I don't understand why we played Nolan Jones and Noel last night. Like, I still can't figure that. I'm going to have to talk to them in the off season about their philosophy on that. But, and heck, even David Fry, who got, you know, big hits. Like, but, you know, guy's been hitting .150. Like, you know.
Chris, will Seattle crack and give up that spot? I mean, they've got Angels. Kansas City.
Okay. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Houston is the team you got to pay attention to right now.
Hmm.
They are so banged up. They just lost Luis Garcia last night, who was only making his second start back from 28 months away because of Tommy John. So they're banged up. Next week they've got Seattle and Texas. They could be in trouble. They're the team you got to watch. So I think Seattle's going to be okay.
So hope that Texas gets hot, catches Houston, and Houston drops behind the Guardians. I got it. All right. I'm good with that.
No.
You want Seattle. No. Seattle will win the division.
No, that's what you're saying. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. We have to beat Texas. And Texas has got, right, I think they've got the best coming up. You know, they've got some interesting things going on.
And we get them at the end.
Evaldi are out there.
Yeah.
And we get them at the end. That would be great.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah.
God, that'd be fantastic. Cool.
Is there a guy in the rotation, maybe other than Gavin Williams, who you think this guy could develop into an ace?
No, because my definition of ace is different than everybody else's. Like, ace doesn't mean best pitcher on your staff, because you could have a crappy staff. I mean, I think that, like, there's some teams that have two aces. Not a lot, but there have been over the years.
You think Gavin can do it? That guy who goes out and shuts you down? Corey Kluber-esque?
Yeah, I think he's... he's different than Kluber, but he's really shown me something the last 4 months. Really impressive, because I didn't know if he could mature into that. You know, so often he'd be at 80 pitches through 3 1/3.
Yeah.
And he'd have to figure out how we're going to make it through the rest of this game. And that's not who he is now. And when guys take that step, you know, and he's done something to his fastball, because it used to be the most hittable 98 miles an hour I'd ever seen.
Not much anymore. Chris, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
You got it, guys. Enjoy. I'll talk to you. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Take care.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. Great to have Chris Rhodes with us moments ago. Chris, and again, his NFL game day final. Watch it on the NFL Network. Really good stuff.
Daryl Ryder was with us a little bit earlier in the show, and you know you can get Daryl all the time, anytime. You can't get enough Daryl Ryder.
That's what everybody says.
That's what people come to me and go, hey, what's Daryl up to? And I'm like,
can't get enough.
He's on YouTube, man. He lives on that thing. Get the latest in Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel, and that's why I tell you Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan's channel on YouTube now and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season. And don't forget our Brownie Bites post-game edition with the two of us. We hang out after the game. It's fun.
Guardians have won 5 straight games. Mariners have won 4 straight, as Anthony just threw out, and Texas has won 3 straight. So even though the Guardians are playing well, they're not making a big jump right now. They have cut it to 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
But Andy, when I look at what they've done here down the stretch, we all want to see them make the playoffs. Even if they don't make the playoffs, what's happened down the stretch here, I think, has been enlightening. And I say that because these have been must-win baseball games.
I don't think they're playing that way, though. Do you?
Like they're like, tight, you mean?
They're good games. They're exciting, and they're there. But I don't feel like, for some reason, I don't feel like the pressure's on. Like I don't. I think if they make the playoffs, they've achieved, and I like overachieved is probably a stretch. But I don't. They're playing pressure free. Like last night, watching last night's game, I didn't think they were playing with. I think they were kind of playing free and easy.
Well, let me get this out of the way.
Sure,
we're not delusional. We know they can't hit. And I don't mean that to sound bad, but we face the reality. Latest updates, just so everybody has it. Last in Major League Baseball, in batting average, on base percentage, at bats, so they're not getting up to the plate because they're not getting on base enough,
right.
And hits. Dead last in batting average, on base percentage, at bats, and hits. Second to last in slugging percentage and OPS, on base plus slugging percentage. And 27th in runs scored.
And
we know it's a challenge.
And longest winning streak in baseball right now.
And here's the thing.
5 games.
They've won 5 straight games without an offense that's been, that hasn't hummed all year mm-hmm. on a consistent basis. They've had some really nice moments, but not, obviously, I just gave you the rankings. Not enough of them. But down the stretch here, Andy, I think we've seen some really nice pitching performances that we just touched with Chris about. And I think that bodes so well for next year because we know how this organization has always embraced pitching, develops pitching, loves its pitching. And right now they're going with a 6-man rotation. You're probably not going to do that next year. You're doing it down the stretch here because you got a lot of games in a lot of days, 17 and 17. And you don't want to gas these guys who have reached these innings thresholds. But if you look at Tanner Bibee, Gavin Williams, Slade Ciccone, Parker Messick, Joey Cantillo, Logan Allen. Tell me who you don't want in the rotation next year. I'll take each and every one of those guys in the rotation.
I like our rotation
next year.
Yeah, maybe we go with this. Maybe if you don't think your bullpen's good enough, go with six guys, six starters. Why not? I don't think they would actually do that. But
I don't either. But
it does give you the opportunity to trade maybe someone at the major league or minor league level if you're going out to get bats.
Let me point one thing out.
Yeah,
there is a glut of arms in the organization. Now, I'm not saying top-level arms, but there's a little glut that has to be worked through here in some way, shape, or form. Do you remember the draft in 2021? They drafted 21 players, and 19 of them are pitchers.
Yep.
Well, two of those guys are in the rotation right now, Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee. But five other guys from that draft are either in AA or AAA right now. And you might recognize some of the names. You might not recognize some. Three of them are lefties: Ryan Webb, Doug Nikhazy, who's been up, Rodney Boone. They're Nikhazy and Webb are in AAA. Boone is in AA. Their numbers are all okay. Tommy Mace and Trenton Denholm are right-handers, and they're in. Mace was in AA most of the year. He's in AAA now, and Denholm is in AA. You've got five guys there. The reason I point this out is this. You have a young group of six guys in that rotation. I mean, those are young guys.
Right.
Currently now.
Right.
Those five guys I just mentioned from that draft of 2021, do the math, they're all 25 or 26.
Wow.
So when you're 25 or 26, you kind of lose prospect status when you get to be 26, 7, 8. And doesn't mean you can't still break in. But I don't think you want to have a ton of 20, like next year, these guys will be 26 and 27. Probably don't want those guys there, you know, all of them. And I wonder, do other teams like some of these arms? Maybe Logan Allen? You know, I don't want to trade Logan Allen because I like the way he competes. But might some team in need of pitching, because most every team is, call and say, you know what, we like Nikhazy, who was a second-round pick. We like Ryan Webb, who was a fourth-round pick, and all these guys out of the same draft. Maybe they can move a couple of these arms that seem to be hovering there in the organization, and they're going to have to clear a path for other guys to come up and get a chance to play in AA and AAA, and maybe pick up a couple of bats who might be more intriguing than some of the guys that they're looking at right now. So that, I think that's something to watch in the offseason. But along with that, Bibee, Gavin Williams, Ciccone, Messick has looked really good. Cantillo has looked really good as of late. Logan Allen, you have six extremely viable starters for next year.
They're healthy there. There's no question about it. But you need to figure out this offensive issue, you know. Your difference is -38.
There's nothing to figure out, is there?
No, you just got to go out and get some bats.
There it is.
Guys that can play defense and hit. I don't.
And
think
that's
much
why left. That's why I point out what I call a glut of pitching.
Right.
And the glut is just this: you got a lot of guys 25 or 26 who it's like put up or shut up time, and they've done okay.
You know, these guys they're the reason we're here right now. There's no. I mean, that's. Yeah. They're why there are 74 wins.
I mentioned the guys who were in the minors, and then you got the guys in the rotation who are young guys as well. I just wonder how they sort through it, because I think you're going to have to sort through some of that this winter.
So you're looking at, and I'm just kind of going big picture on the rest of the season here, that you've got a 10% chance of making the playoffs. And you know,
is that what the odds are right now?
9.9% chance. So I'll round up. I'll be generous.
Appreciate that.
Dan, what did you think about the thought when Chris Rose was on with us just a few moments ago, saying that Houston's the team that's going to break? And so we're 2.5 back on the Mariners, is that right?
Yes, 2.5.
Okay, 2.5.
So you're 3.5 back on Houston. Houston's lost two in a row.
Oh, and they're
so give Seattle then the West, and now the race is, you know, if you continue to win, Guardians, Rangers, Mariners, you got a shot at the Rangers. I'm sorry. Then the race becomes Houston, Seattle. I messed that up again. Texas, Houston, Guardians down the stretch. Texas, Houston, Guardians down the stretch. To get that, it just seems, what do we have, 17 games left? It's also odd to me that, like, If we get a 90, let's just say Toronto wins two more games, they're at 83. They would end up with a 93-win season. Tigers, too, 93 wins. It just seems, you know, no 100-game winner, that we're not going to see that in the America. We're not going to probably see that on either side. There's no way. Brewers have a chance. To look at that and say, okay, the Guardians should probably have their eye on Houston right now as the team that they're – Houston and the Rangers. What did you think of that when Chris said that? I found that curious.
I think he's right.
Yeah, I think he's right,
smart.
Too.
It's the Astros, between the injuries, they're not hitting the way that they should, and there's some stuff going on possibly behind the scenes with the Astros as well. I mean, there was that
Does anyone feel bad for the Astros? No.
There was that Valdez, and I can't remember their catcher's name, getting their signals crossed. That was like,
and then he threw at him the one time. That was awesome.
Drilled him. Yeah.
Right. You've got some pretty...
their backup catcher who doesn't usually catch Framber Valdez.
Yeah. It's getting a little interesting in Houston, to state the least.
Yeah, that whole American League East is all better, all 98% and better to get in. So really, we're fighting for that one spot, that last spot that's sitting there.
But let me throw this at you.
Okay.
Our team has been so streaky this year. Well, they've won five straight. Are they due for a streak the other way? The five-game winning streak ended one that went south. If they can play solid ball the rest of the way, I think they have a real chance. I really do. But my fear is, okay, here comes the 3 or 4 game losing streak.
They have one loss,
score, and you don't get the starting pitching that holds a team to one to no runs, whatever.
I'm just trying to project. If you project on the schedule, do you want to project saying let's win every series? So if
I don't want to project anything. I just want to watch and keep my fingers crossed.
One, so you win one here, two. Chicago, I mean, you got to take care of business. I don't know what Detroit's going to want to beat you up. And you're in Detroit. Minnesota
to
always
Jeff's
is.
Point, could this go the other direction? Yes, it's this Guardians team.
Absolutely.
And it's these Guardians bats. And there's nobody on this team besides Jose Ramirez that you can look at right now and go, yeah, that guy will consistently get hits.
Nobody.
The issue. Yeah.
Can I give you some more ugly numbers real quick?
Yeah.
The lineup that they used last night.
Oh, I know what it was.
And they scored 2 runs last night.
You got 6 games against Detroit out of 17, too. So
that won't be easy. But no. They seem to play the Tigers well. The lineup they used last night, at the end of the game, had 2 guys hitting above .237. And 6 of the 9 guys at the end of last night's game were hitting below .228. 6 of the 9. And yet they're winning. They're winning some games, and they're not out of it yet.
You know, they're 8.5 back on the Tigers. They play them 6 times. I'm not saying.
No, Andy, stop that one.
If you sweep them, you're 2.5 back in the Central. I'm just saying. Stranger things have happened. And then you're out of gas when you hit the playoffs. But yeah, let me bring up one more point before we go to break here in a second, too. That I just, every time I hear someone say, I don't want them to make the playoffs. You know, if they get there, they're not going to be able to do anything. Would you stop? Just stop. Let's have some fun down the stretch here. They suck at scoring runs. The pitching has been good, although they did have 10 2 days ago, so we'll give them a little credit for that game. But, I mean, can we stop being so negative that we sit around and we're like, you know, if they make the playoffs, they're not going to be able to do anything.
What's with you in that voice today?
Stop, because I don't like that person.
Well, you're doing it.
Why do we do that? Why can't we have a little bit of optimism?
If this team is able to get into the playoffs...
If they make the playoffs, you're going to get beat, Jeff.
And pitches like it has down the stretch. Stranger things.
It's baseball.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.